So you're out there. You're doing good. You're even doing good things for God. And yet it's like everyone wants to come after you with a pickaxe. The whole world seems, quite frankly, to have gone stark raving mad. You're honouring God. It should be easier, just a bit easier than this, surely. If that's how it feels for you some days, then let me tell you, you're in pretty good company. Because that's exactly where the Apostle Paul found himself. And remember, he's the guy whom God had write almost half the books of the New Testament. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verses 1 to 3. And now, brothers and sisters, pray for us. Pray that the Lord's teaching will continue to spread quickly. And pray that people will give honour to that teaching, the same as happened with you. And pray that we will be protected from crooked and evil people. Not everyone believes in the Lord, you know. But the Lord is faithful. He will give you strength and protect you from the evil one. So Paul has some real challenges here. And if you read the rest of his story throughout the New Testament, you discover he had a terrible time of things. Beaten, imprisoned, mocked, shipwrecked, opposed, it would seem at every turn, as he puts it, by crooked and evil people. So much so that here he's asking his friends in the church at Thessalonica to pray for him to help him get through these difficult times. Now, you'd imagine, wouldn't you, that by the time you get to Paul's level in the pecking order, you'd be kind of immune from all this sort of rubbish. We have this idea that God rewards us when we serve him diligently by making it just that bit easier day by day. But my observation is that exactly the opposite is true. The more Paul got on with the business of serving God, the harder it became for him. And the more you and I get on with the business of living our lives for Jesus, sharing his love into this lost and hurting world, let me tell you, the more the enemy comes after you with a pickaxe. But it's in that place that you discover that God is faithful. It's in that place that you discover his strength and his protection for you. That's God's word. Fresh for you today.